You're listening to another life-transforming message from C3 Church San Diego. For more information on our church, go to c3sandiego.com.
Amen. Amen. I wasn't going to read out of the Bible, but because of that, now I have to. Scott's calling me out. No, it's all good. It's all good. Hey, just lift your hands as we begin the Word of God. The presence of God is here. Wants to do something extraordinary in your life. He wants to open doors that no man can shut. He wants to shut doors that no man can open. Let God come into your world. Invite Him in to your world. Let Him do what only He can do. Tonight, God wants to do the extraordinary. He wants to heal the brokenhearted. He wants to put new life, new passion on the inside of every single one of us. There is nothing like serving my God. Nothing compares to a moment in His presence. Just let God speak to you tonight. Let God move in your heart. Let Him bring joy. Let Him bring peace. Let Him bring trust. Let Him bring rest. Our God is so great. He is everything that you need. He's the shepherd that you need. He's the protector that you need. He's the provider that you need. He's the healer that you need. He is everything that you're looking for. Especially for those who've been searching in the wrong areas. Tonight, it's not a mistake that you are here. It's not an accident that you are in the presence of God right now. Because as you're looking through other areas to fill that need, God says, look no further. He is here. He is your help. He is your stronghold. He is all that you need. So God, we invite you here tonight to change us, to transform our life. Give us purpose. Give us strength tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, why don't you give somebody a high five? You can take your seat. You can take your seat. Thanks, band. Can you put your hands together for the team? Great job. Love it. You guys are doing an extraordinary job. All our volunteers are extraordinary. I love our kids' church volunteers who are always behind the scenes, but always bringing excellence and teaching our kids not just to have fun, but to encounter God. And I love our kids' church team. I love all the volunteers, all the teams. You guys are all extraordinary. And so we're going to get into this. You can see here that we have some shredding machines down here at the front. What we're going to do at the end of the service is we are going to put those on the stage. And then some of you would have got those shredder cards. You can write on that. Some of you already have things written down. But basically, we're going to shred what you don't want to take into 2017 with you. We're going to do away with it. We're going to get away with it. We're going to cancel it. We're going to shut it out of our life so that 2017 will be our best year yet. So as we are doing that, as we're, as I'm preaching and as you're thinking of these things that you've been living with that you don't need to live with anymore, there's some lies that you bought into that that's just the way you are, but really that's not the way you are. That's what somebody else labeled you as. But we know this, that the only person that can label us is the creator of us. If I took this jacket on and tried to put a different label on it, it doesn't change who made it. Just because I relabel something doesn't change who it is and what it is. The only person that can label something is the thing that created that. The only person that can label you is the God that created you. And when He labeled you, He labeled you perfect. He labeled you. He labeled you gorgeous. He labeled you with a great personality. He labeled you overcomer. He labeled you more than a conqueror. He labeled you that. He didn't label you good for nothing. He didn't label you ugly. He didn't label you mistake. God doesn't label mistakes. So tonight is about taking those labels off of us so we can put the correct label on us so we can be all who God has created us to be. Because tonight God has created you to be something that maybe you don't even think you can be. You are so lost in who you aren't that you've forgotten who God called you to be. See, tonight, can we discover who we are again? Can we discover whose we are again? Because when we do that, we will have the best 2017. When we stop acting like somebody that we're not and start acting like who God created us to be. Anytime we stop being who we are, we stop fulfilling the call of God for our lives. And anytime we stop being who we are, we can't do what God has called us to do. So 2017 will be and can be the best year for you, but it's all about you putting off who you're not and putting on who God called you to be, speaking like who God called you to speak like, acting like who God called you to act like. Your personality type is unique to you. There was nobody else like you. That's for a reason. There's a reason God gave you fingerprints, because he wanted to tell you, look, I created all of you uniquely. There was nobody the same. There was nobody like you, and I need you. It's a great revelation I had was this, that we live in these times, and you look on social media and on the internet and on all the every news station pretty much is saying, well, the times we live in is the most dangerous times, the worst times, the most racist times, the most prejudiced times, the most hateful times is the time that we live in right now. You can just switch on the news and see something happen, another shooting in an airport or another bombing overseas, and these crazy things are happening all around, and people will say these are the worst times to be alive. It might be the worst time to be alive because of what's happening. But then I had this revelation, a revelation that before I was born, God knew me. So before I was born, God knew me. So before I was born, God knew when you would be born. So he knew us before the earth was created. He knew us before time was happening. He knew us. And so when he decided where we were going to be born, he said, I need my best to be born at the worst. So let me tell you something. The reason that you're here right now is not a mistake. The reason you're here right now is because God said, I got something. I need the best in the worst so I can do so much more than what people thought I could do. So you're not a mistake that you're here. It's purposeful. It is planned. We need you. The kingdom of God needs you. San Diego needs you to be who he created you to be so that we can change the world. We are not meant to be spectators. We are meant to be participators and changers. God has called us to change. God has not called us to be chameleons. God has called us to change things around us, not things change us. So the Bible says, do not be transformed to the patterns of this world, but rather be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be conformed to what's happening around here. We got to change what's happening around here. A lot of people think that's not being relevant. That's not being relevant. That's just taking back what the devil wrongfully took, like Pastor Jenny was taken, and making it used for the glory of God. So you and I have to transform. That's what God has called us to do and what God has called us to be. So just in a few minutes, we're going to start shredding some things. We're going to start getting rid of some things. We're going to start doing away with some things. And when you put it in that machine, you can no longer pick it back up again. You can't pick it back up again. You can't take that thing back again. You're under an obligation when you shred that thing, and when we pray for you, you can no longer think that way. You can no longer talk that way. You can't talk negative. You can't talk like you're defeated. You can't talk like you're a victim, because we're going to shred those things. So now you are more than a conqueror. You're an overcomer. You're the head, not the tail. You're above, not beneath. That is who you are from this day forward. So that's what we're going to do. So anyways, let's open up our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 says this, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So the title of this message tonight is Second Wind. Second wind. It's second wind. Why? Because all of us have a race to run. But a lot of us have grown weary and tired along the way. A lot of us, every one of us has a race to run, but not all of us are running it the way that we're meant to run it. A lot of us are carrying something that we shouldn't carry. We're carrying a burden. We're carrying shame. We're carrying guilt. We're carrying condemnation. We're carrying the sin. We're carrying these things that are keeping us from running at the full capacity that God is calling us to run at. All of us have a race to run, But some of us have been distracted by these burdens and weights that are on us, that we put on ourselves, that other people put on us, that situations, circumstances, and the economy has put on us. And now we are running this race in a way where we're winded, where we're worn out, where we're tired, where we don't want to do it anymore, where we just want to sit back and watch what's going to happen, let alone try to get involved and serve in the house of God, because everything else is so weighted on us, it just takes everything we have just to get out of bed in the morning. And so what I believe tonight is I want to break this scripture down for you. We're going to pray for you. We're going to believe for you, because I believe tonight whatever has been on you, whatever weight has been on you, whatever burden has been over you, that God is going to set that thing free tonight, and you're going to have your second wind to run the race that you were called to run. You're going to walk out of this place thinking, man, I feel like it was my first time in church where I got filled with so much vision, so much hope, so much power. I feel like this is my first moment in the presence of God. I feel like I can conquer the world. I feel like I can take this mountain. I feel like I can do anything today. Why? Because you just got your second wind, because the weights and the burdens and the shame and the guilt that was on you for years just got taken off of you. It's the second wind. It's the second wind. You and I need that second wind experience. My prayer tonight is that all of us would get that second wind so we can run the race that God has called us to run. Because if we don't, we can't run it to the full capacity. We can't run it how God intended us to run it. When I was growing up, I ran track. I started running track in like seventh grade. And I don't know why this is, but in eighth grade, I was the tallest. So misleading. And anyway, so I was fast. I was fast as well, so I ran track. I ran track, did long jump, and did these events in track, and it was fun. So I was a sprinter, so I ran. One of my races that I would run was the 400 meters. Now, I'm not going to brag, but in junior high, I was undefeated. Junior high, baby. Except for this one time, I'll tell you about it. So I was running this 400-meter race, and I look, and I heard talk about this guy who was racing me. And I looked, and he was like 6 feet taller than I was. He had a full beard. He was definitely on steroids. He was juicing for sure. And we got up to race each other the 400-meter sprint. Now, if you've ever run that race before, it's one of the toughest, most exhausting races you can run, because it's pretty much a full-on sprint, 100% for 400 meters. You're like exhausted after this race. So I look at this guy, and I'm meant to be focused on the race that I'm supposed to be running. There's a technique involved in it. There's a strategy involved in running the race. There is breathing. If your breathing gets off, bad things can happen. You have to have the right breathing patterns. You have to have the right running patterns. You have to keep your eyes focused on what's ahead of you, not what's to the side of you. But all I could think about was this guy that looked bigger than me that I had to beat. So as the gun went off and as we took off, we're neck and neck in this race. And all I'm doing is looking at him, looking at him, looking at him to see where he's at. And then I pull in front of him. As we come around the last turn, I'm like 20 yards in front of this guy. I'm like, yeah, steroids, what? And I keep running. I keep pulling further and further ahead of him. And then, you know, if you run this race before, the last 100 meters is the toughest part. You're trying to move your legs fast, but it's like a dream. You know the dreams where you're dreaming and you're trying to run and you can't? Maybe I'm the only person that dreams like that, but it's the most frustrating thing. I'm like, my legs, you better move. So that's how it is the last 100 meters of the 400-meter race. Your legs are moving so slow, but your mind is thinking that they're moving fast. So it's the last 100 meters, and I'm getting closer to the finish line, and I look behind me because I'm so focused on what I shouldn't be focused on, and he is way behind me at this point. So I'm thinking in my head, I for sure got this victory. I get closer, 20 yards to the finish line, 10 yards to the finish line, 5 yards to the finish line. Now I'm like from here to the front row from the finish line. Next thing I know, I'm on the ground. As I'm running that close to the finish line, I pass out and smack hit the ground. Literally 2 feet from the finish line. As soon as I get enough strength to get up and crawl over, steroid user passes me. And I had a revelation about that after that moment. You never really have the teaching moment in the moment, otherwise it wouldn't be a moment. And so what I learned after that was you can't, when you're running your race, you can't focus on the wrong things. We all have a race to run, and when we start focusing on the wrong things, we end up on our face. God has called us to run a race, and when we're going to run the race, there's a strategy involved in the race. There are burdens that you and I can't carry. There are things that we have to look at and things that we shouldn't look at. But you and I, there's sometimes the race that you and I are running right now, the thing that we're doing right now, the call of God that is on our life right now feels so difficult, feels so tough, feels so tiresome because you're looking at the wrong thing. You're looking at the wrong boy, you're looking at the wrong girl, you're looking at the wrong bank account, you're looking at the wrong situation, you're looking at all the wrong things, so the call of God on your life feels too hard, and you feel like you keep falling down, and what we end up doing is we end up pulling out of the race because we think it's the race's fault. We think it's the call's fault. But the call of God is wrong, so I'm just going to go over here to this state or to this city or to this area that's easier, and maybe I'll find my call over here. But God's like, no, it's not the call's fault. It's the focus of your fault. So you and I have to change our focus. We have to change what we look at. We have to change what is happening around us so we can fulfill the call of God for our lives. But what has happened to all of us at some point is we have carried these weights and these burdens that you and I were never meant to carry. That's why the writer of Hebrews says this. He says, I need you to lay aside, literally throw it off, get it off of you, take no part in it, don't let it on you, every weight and sin which so easily ensnares you, and run with endurance the race that is set before you. See, I collapsed because I stopped thinking about running the race. Instead, I was thinking just about beating him. So we have to think about running the race. We have to think about the call of God that's on our life, and we have to run it in such a way. You and I tonight are going to be able to shred some things. We're going to shred some weights, some burdens, some addictions, some anxieties, some fears, some words that have been spoken over us that are not true, some horrible things that have been said about us that aren't true, things that we've held on to, things that have no longer become words to us but have actually created who we think we are on the inside of us. We no longer know who we are anymore because of the weight that we've been carrying. And because we live in this time and time and age, we think that it's our responsibility to carry those weights. We think that it's my job, and because we were at that place, and maybe it's true, and maybe that's real. And so now we carry these things that you and I were never meant to carry. But it's time to drop the bad weight so we can pick up the required weight. See, never think the call of God is not heavy. Never think the mission from God is not weighty. Never think it is not a burden. Never think that when you serve God, you're just all like happy all the time and jumping around on clouds and having fun and smiley all the time. When you're really fulfilling your call, there's a burden and a weight that is on your shoulders. But every time you have the wrong weight on you, you can't have the right weight on you. Every time you got the wrong burden on your shoulders, you can't carry the burden for your neighbor. You can't carry the burden for your city. You can't properly carry the burden for your college. You can't properly carry the burden for your high school or junior high school. You can't properly carry the burden for your workplace. You wonder why you don't have that burden for the people. It's because you're carrying the burden of your past on your shoulders. So tonight we got to get rid of those burdens from our past so we can carry the burden that God has called us to carry. It's called the call of God on our shoulders. But we have to get rid of some things so we can carry some things. There are some things that God wants us to carry, but we got to get rid of these old mindsets, these old ways of thinking, these old patterns of living so we can put on our shoulders the call that God has called us to carry. See, the longer we hold on to the weight and sin that so easily ensnares us, The longer the weight we are called to carry goes untouched. The longer we have the unnecessary weight on our shoulders, the longer the call of God goes untouched. And that's the devil's strategy and his gimmick, is to get you so focused on the wrong things, get so focused on who you're not, that you don't even touch who you're supposed to be. You don't even reach out to who you're called to be. You have the keys come up. We want to pray for a bunch of people tonight. But I want to tell you this story. In the Bible, in Acts, it talks about Peter and John going into the temple, into the Bible refers to it as the beautiful gate. And as they're walking into the temple, they pass this man who they've probably passed multiple times, who Jesus has passed multiple times. And as they pass him, he reaches out and asks them for money, asks them for gold, asks them for alms, something that he can use. Because his whole life, he's been brought up to believe that if he's going to get anything, he has to beg for it. So he reaches out with his cup. He reaches out with that cup or that bowl or whatever that thing is that he collects his money in. He reaches out, and the Bible says that Peter and John just stop and they say, listen, we don't have what you're looking for. We actually don't have what you want, but we do have what you need. And it's so incredible because at this time, the Bible says that they say, in the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk. The Bible says that Peter takes the man by his right hand and picks him up. And the man who could not walk before now walks. And I know we pass over it time and time again, right hand, right hand. He took him by the right hand. That's cool. Why are those details in there? The reason that it's in the Bible that he took him up by the right hand, because that was the same hand that he was begging with. The same hand that he was asking for help with was the same hand that got him his miracle that day. See, because he said, I can no longer sit in this place of burden anymore. I can't have this weight of my past and this disappointment on my shoulders. And he trades it all at that moment. And I love God because the very thing that you are begging with is the very thing that God wants to get you a miracle with. The very thing. Tonight, when you write those things down, those problems, those issues, those things you don't want to carry with you into 2017, don't let the weight of the past, the weight of your mistakes, and the shame and the guilt keep you from running the race that God has called you to run. See, the cup was a symbol of his weakness. It reached out because in order for us to pick up the weight and the call of God, we have to let go of the weakness. We have to let go of the problem. We have to let go of that burden, of the weight that so easily ensnares us. I love my Bible because my Bible doesn't say the weight that only gets the weak, the sin that only gets the pathetic or the loser. It says, no, I need you to let go of the weight that easily ensnares everybody. It's not a hard thing, it's an easy thing. A lot of us carry that weight because of the bad decision and choice we made. And so we carry that thing today because we think, oh, anybody else would have refused this. Anybody else would have rejected this. Anybody else would have overcome this, but not me. It's my decision. I made the bed, so I'm going to lay in it. I did this to myself. And now we carry this thing called shame and condemnation that is probably the worst weight you and I could ever carry. It's the most heavy weight. It's the most heavy burden because no matter what anybody tells us, it never breaks through to our spirit because we think, well, I got myself into the mess. I have to get myself out of the mess. The Bible says the sin and the weight that so easily entangles us. That is good news for you. That is good news for me. The Bible talks about in Proverbs this, it's talking about the seductress and what she does and how crafty she is. And it's not just a female thing, it's kind of every sin in life that Proverbs and Solomon is talking about here. He's talking about how cunning sin is and how cunning and crafty this thing is that can sneak into somebody's life. And here's the thing that got me the most that I underlined in my Bible is after it described the sinfulness and the seductress, the Bible goes on and says this, and all who were slain by her were strong men. Everybody who was slain was strong. Because when you read that, you feel a little bit less condemnation, a little bit less shame, a little bit less guilt. Because we think, well, I'm weak, so that's why I got in this mess. I'm pathetic. I'm a mistake. I'm good for nothing. That's why I have this burden and this weight on my shoulders. That's why I'm walking through this thing. That's why I'm dealing with this thing because of who I am. But I love the Bible because it says it's the sin that so easily ensnares every single one of us, which means all of us have something that we're dealing with. All of us have a problem. All of us have a way. All of us have an issue. All of us have something that God wants to set us free from. He wants to deliver us from these issues. Sometimes the shame of what we have done can be the biggest weight of them all. The shame of what you have done wants to rest on your shoulders and not let go. It wants to grip itself into you so hard and so strong that you can never pull that thing off of you. But tonight, I believe that God wants to give you your second wind. He wants to remove that weight that you haven't been able to run with. That sin that has been so gripped around your heart and your life and your spirit. He wants to set you free from all of those things. Now, don't get me wrong. You're not just going to walk out of here feeling no burden. You need to feel a burden, but it's a different kind. It's a burden for San Diego. It's a breaking of your heart for your friends, for your family, for your school, for your workplace. It's a burden that cannot be compared with anything else. It's not a burden of how pathetic I am. It's a burden of I got to tell people how great my God is. It's a different burden altogether, but it's a burden that you and I are meant to carry. It's really what God was speaking to me loudest about, was that burden looks so intimidating because it cost me my comfort. It cost me my convenience. It cost me my dreams. It cost me my vision board. The burden and the call of God cost me what I want to do. And so because of the cost to me, I never pick up the call for me. And everything changes when we realize this, that the call of God is not just for me. The call of God is not just for you. The call of God on you is for everybody around you. When you pick it up, when you get rid of that weight that's not from God and you pick up that weight that is from Him, it is not just me that gets affected. It's not just you that gets affected. It is everybody around you, because now finally somebody is running the race that they were intended to race. And it's beautiful. And it's a moment where everything gets clear. Because finally somebody has stepped into their purpose. Finally somebody has had that revelation again, that this word that was spoken over me, this mistake that I made, God never intended me to carry that. On the cross, He covered everything. And now it's a moment in His presence. It's a moment where all we feel is the call. Where all we feel is the future, where all we feel is the destiny, where we go home and we erase our vision board and we erase our dreams, and the top of that list is God's dream. It's when everything changes, when His dream becomes your dream, the city changes. When His vision becomes your vision, well, what breaks His heart breaks your heart. When you see your friends like He sees your friends, when you see your school like He sees your school, when you see San Diego like He sees San Diego, everything changes. But what keeps us from that is the sin, the weight, the burden from your past, the shame of the mistake, the guilt of that bad decision, the words that have been spoken over you, the sickness, the illness. Well, if I was younger, I would have done it. If I would have heard this years ago, then I would do it. Nowhere in this Bible does it say, hey, if you're young, this applies to you. Because it applies to everybody. At 28 or 98, God can give you your second wind tonight. He can fill you again with passion, with hope, with something new on the inside of you that says, today, it starts again. Why? How do we do it? Although the Bible doesn't just do this, the Bible doesn't just tell us what to do. It tells us how to do it. He says, throw off the weight, looking unto Jesus. Tonight, where are you looking? Where does your help come from? Does your help come from a man, from a psychiatrist? Does your help come from a pill? Does your help come from a medication? Does your help come from a drug? Does your help come from a person, or does your help truly come from God? Because unless it comes from God, you'll never fully be free from the weight. It has to come from Him. Tonight, can you let God breathe in you again? Can you let Him breathe hope, vision again? I believe tonight there's some dreams that you've had when you were young that God wants to resurrect in your heart tonight. Some hopes, visions. God has a call for every single one of you. It's not a call for me. It's not a call for the front row. It's a call for every one of you. You have a race that if you don't run it, who will? Who will? The angels are in heaven staring down, cheering us on. Will you run your race? Will you run it? Will you pick up that burden for San Diego? Will you let go of that burden that you were never meant to carry because Jesus got rid of that thing? And will you pick up the call of God and run that race because they are waiting to cheer us on? The loudest applause, the loudest cheer. We have the best cheering section imaginable. But unless we run, they can't cheer. We got to get in it. We have to get our second wind so we can fulfill the call of God on our life. But first, we got to shred some things. We got to get rid of some things that are not from God so we can pick up what is from Him. Why don't you stand to your feet tonight? Band can come on up. I want you just to close your eyes tonight while you're standing. Just close your eyes. What is that weight that is on you that you don't want to carry anymore? What is that pressure? What is the words that have been spoken over you? What are the lies that have been spoken to you? The things from your past, things from a former job or a former city, and you feel like you have to carry that the rest of your life. What is it? What is it that's keeping you from the call in your life? Tonight is the night where we get rid of, where we cast off, where we throw away all of those things so we can have our second wind to run the race that God has called us to run. So God, I pray right now, why don't you just lift your hands? God, we thank you that your presence is here. God, right now we break off every word that is not from you that was spoken over hearts and lives tonight. We break off the negative words that were spoken. We break off negative doctor's reports. We break off what people have said. We break off what we have said about ourselves. God, we step into new. We throw off the weight. We throw off the sin. We throw off what keeps us from our call, and we put on the weight that is for our call. God, I pray tonight that you would break our heart for what breaks yours. Put purpose in our life. Put hope in our world. Help us to see our city like you see our city. Help us to get rid of those things that are not from you. God, show them to us what is not from you, and help us to get rid of those tonight. In Jesus' name, I see it. God, even revealing that to you, that thing that you've walked in here, even tonight, you've walked in here saying, I will always, you've even said those words, I will always have, I will always struggle, I will always deal. This is just who I am. It's just how I was born. This is me. and you've spoken those words over to you even today, even during the service while I've been speaking, you said that in your mind or under your breath, you said those words. Well, he doesn't understand because my situation isn't the same. If only he knew. I don't, but God does. And God's word applies to every single person in here. And whatever you're struggling with tonight, God has not called you to carry that weight. He has called you to get set free from that burden in that way. Tonight, whatever it is, whatever that stronghold is, whatever that struggle is, whatever that weight is on your shoulders, tonight is your night to get free. Tonight is that night not just to shred it, but to do away with it, to never think about it, to never meditate on it, to never let it steal one more minute of your sleep at night. That thing is gone right now. Why? Because my Bible says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Is free indeed. No longer are you a slave to it. No longer will you struggle with it. No longer will it be over your head. No longer will it be on your back. God says, tonight I will set you free from that weight. Tonight I will set you free from that sin. Tonight I will set you free from that shame. Tonight I will set you free from that guilt. Tonight I will set you free from what people have said about you. Tonight God is the only one that speaks to you. What does God say about you? What does he say for you? God speaks for you. God speaks about you. God is going to relabel you today. He's going to relabel you perfect. He's going to relabel you conqueror. He's going to relabel you overcomer. He's not labeling you addiction. He's not labeling you broken. He's not labeling you good for nothing or worthless. God is labeling you priceless tonight. In Jesus' name, God, every hand that is lifted up, every person in here tonight, God, change us. Help us to pick up that call that you have for us, that weight that only we can carry. And God, help us to run with endurance the race that is set before us. God, that we would not grow weary in doing good, but God, we would continue on. God, we would continue running. We would continue going day after day. God, and we would see a city change. God, let us not fulfill and not finish our race because of what has happened to us. God, let us throw that off so we can do and fulfill the call of God that is on us and for us tonight. In Jesus' name.